flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. No Keefe today. We have Fitzy alongside, as we do each and every day at this time. We go through and we give you the grab bag. What wonderful singing, by the way, going into the last break, Fitzy. You're getting a lot of love for your final countdown rendition there.
One of my all-time favorite songs. Top 5 for my kid, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He loves that song. Listens to it all the time.
Very, very popular.
It's Europe. It's amazing.
So where are we starting in today's grab bag, Fitzy?
Let's get into the grab bag, my friend. The Boston Red Sox. We haven't talked a lot of baseball on today's program. Red Sox bolster the rotation by signing Walker Buehler to a 1-year, $21 million deal. Of course, he's coming off of the Tommy John surgery. But an excellent postseason where he went 1-1 with a 3.60 ERA, 13 strikeouts over 15 innings, including dropping Doogie for the series winner at the Yankee Stadium. I like the addition, Jones. How about you?
No, so I like the addition as well. I mentioned his name early on in the offseason. I think he pitched very well in the World Series, as you alluded to. He's the right amount of time removed from a Tommy John surgery. This is not, you know, Liam Hendricks. This is not James Paxton. This is not the guy they just signed, Patrick Sandoval, who now needs to completely rehab and recover from Tommy John surgery. He's going to miss half a year. No. He's already missed his time. He already came back. He saw a massive uptick in velocity in the World Series where he pitched well against the Yankees. He's part of 2 World Series teams with the Dodgers. I like that part of it. So I like the signing. I'm on board with the signing. I like the player. I think he's been really good in big games in the past. That's one thought. The other thought is it's still only a 1-year commitment. And even though it's $21 million and there's incentives in it as well where it could go a little bit higher, it's still only a 1-year commitment. So they committed to Chapman for 1 year. They committed to this guy for 1 year. They signed Patrick Sandoval for 1+ where he's probably not even going to pitch for him in the first year of the deal. And then you get Garrett Crochet, who you have team control with, but it's no real money. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox still haven't done what they promised, which was spend this offseason. And maybe they will. Maybe they'll sign Corbin Burns. Maybe they'll sign Alex Bregman, who I believe, did I read Bradford right? I think Bradfo said they own like a horse together. Like a racing horse?
What?
Hang on, let me get the tweet from Bradfo. But I believe that's what I read. They own a racehorse together. Walker Buehler and Alex Bregman. So like maybe there's more money to spend.
Ooh. How about that?
Yeah, they partnered on a colt. That's what that's gotta mean, right? The
they
first 2 days of the
on a colt.
That's illegal in most states. The first 2 days of the Santa Anita Classic meet. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, they own a horse together, and so they're buddies. Maybe that's a sign of things to come, and they'll spend. That's frustrating to me, and both can be true. I like the signing, good player, but the Red Sox still haven't spent any real money this offseason. Not yet.
But I do like the rotation next year, though, with Bayo and Hauk and possibly Giolito returning to form and Crochet and now Buehler. They have depth in the rotation, which is a good thing. But where they go for 2026 and beyond, we'll see, because they got a lot of guys up coming up on Prove It Days. Let's see what else is in the bag.
Grandma got run over by a
grab bag. Red Sox, very busy weekend as well, Jones. They traded away Cam Boozer, which is unfortunate. He was sent to the White Sox, a second deal with the White Sox, for right-hander Yoiker Fajardo. That's
nice.
Yeah. Nice.
You said it was unfortunate they traded away Cam Boozer?
No, they traded high. I mean, he's just a feel-good story.
You're going to miss him.
No one's going to miss him. I'll be honest. I guess that was an unnecessary emotional addendum. Also, the Red Sox signed reliever Austin Adams.
Oh.
So still a lot of in the grab bag today, we're finding a lot of discount bin moves by your Red Sox.
No, it's stocking stuffers is what these are. They're not the real presents you want to open. They're a little warm up there, as the Red Sox, I guess, are kind of sort of minimally active.
Yeah, that's enough Red Sox talk in the grab bag.
It's beginning to look a lot like grab bag.
Wow.
Every afternoon, Jones and Keefe will keep you entertained every midday with Keefe's Keys and Hot Patriots Takes Two. It's beginning to look a lot like grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
How about that?
This year.
How about that?
My gosh, and I thought Mrs. Fitzy was the only one who did the singing in the grab bag.
That's Radio Chick from the Twitch chat sent that in.
No way.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, my voice of a songbird, an absolute angel.
True.
My goodness gracious. Hey, so the college football playoffs, as we mentioned earlier in What Happened, and if you missed that, I would highly recommend you use the Odyssey app, toggle back, and get that segment because it was on fire today. College football playoff got off to a pretty dud-tastic start. Friday night, Notre Dame just absolutely trucked Indiana. Beautiful little setting right there in South Bend. And then Saturday, Texas had no issue with Clemson. Ohio State had very little issue with Tennessee. And I think Penn State was up 38-0 out of the tunnel over SMU.
So, Jones,
it was not close at all. So, it makes you wonder, did the college football playoff committee overthink things? But did they Elliott Wolf it when there was a McConkie available? Should Alabama have been in over SMU?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say no after this weekend, right? I'm a proponent of the college football playoff. I was very excited about it. I was legitimately pissed off at the Notre Dame Indiana game, not only because I bet Indiana, but I'm like, great, this is the first game. Yeah, it was not a good bet. This is the first game. I'm sitting there, I'm watching it, I'm settled in, I'm ready to go. And it was like a beatdown right from the start. Indiana had one brief moment where they had the ball and turned it over, and Notre Dame ripped off a 98-yard touchdown. So it set the tone for the whole weekend of a bunch of underwhelming mismatch games. And, yeah, I would say you have a gripe if you were an Alabama fan that your team should have been in. Now, I don't think Alabama would have won any of these games.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think they had a good body of work that they were like a no-brainer team that should have been in. But in retrospect, after the committee made their decision, would they have been better for this tournament than SMU? Better than this tournament for even Indiana? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they probably would have given us
Vandy,
a better game.
You might get in.
Yeah,
don't
lose
to two unranked teams, you might get in.
Don't lose to Vandy is correct. Even though that was one of the moments of the year, don't lose to Vandy.
I agree with that. But again, in retrospect, if I want more competitive games, which I do, a team like Alabama, yeah, probably would have helped. Sure.
Which of the games, though, are you most excited about coming up in the college football quarterfinals?
It's the rematch. I mean, there's two great games. Notre Dame and Georgia, I think, are great. And this is another thing they got to rethink. Now Boise State and Arizona State, those teams should have been playing SMU. Those teams should have been playing Clemson. Part of the reason your games were so mismatched is because you're rewarding conference winners with bye weeks. And now we have Boise State playing Penn State. Is that the matchup?
Yes,
and Arizona State and Texas, those are going to be beatdowns. Those are not going to be watchable. But Notre Dame, Georgia is the runner-up. That should be a very good game. I just sprinkled a little bit on Notre Dame money line in that game. I also think Oregon money line is a borderline no-brainer. They're 2.5-point underdogs, I think, in that game for a team they already beat this year. I get Ohio State looked great against Tennessee. That was at home. I know Oregon beat them at Autzen. It was not on a neutral field, but I would like Oregon in that game. It was a great game earlier this year. It's a rematch, but that's the game I want to see.
Yeah, although I will say I'm kind of looking forward to seeing if Ashton Jeanty, because I'm just so enamored with star power, offensive player, whatever. I want the Patriots to add to their running back room so badly. There's zero chance they would ever take him, but I love watching that kid play. Averages over 200 yards a game.
Move down from two and take Jeanty at like 10? You wouldn't do that?
I would do that. If I could get an offensive lineman and Jeanty in the first round, if someone wants Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders that badly that they're willing to move up from 13 to 9 up to 2 and give the Patriots the farm, I would do it in a heartbeat. The kids, 210 yards a game? Are you nuts?
So I'm with you on this. Last year I was adamant, and I like Jeanty too. I was adamant that they should stay and pick. I hated the idea of trading down. I wanted to get a quarterback up there. Now that you have your quarterback, I'm very much open to the idea. In fact, I would advocate for the idea of moving back and trying to get, personally, I would want the receiver and the tackle, but if you want another weapon on offense, Ashton Jeanty and a tackle, fine. I'd be fine with that.
All right, let's move
Keith,
on.
Keith, better watch out. Jones, better not cry. Lanny, better not pout. We're telling you why. Santa Claus is getting grab bag.
If you heard Jones at the University of North Carolina, it's a hot commodity of a college football program right now. Total DEI hire. They just announced they have a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah?
Steve Belichick.
Oh, what?
Yep.
He's following Dada?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't believe it.
I was not ready for that. Now, look, I'm sure Wiggy had no thoughts on this, bringing his child into work earlier today and having him ask a Mayo question. So I'm sure Wiggy has no thoughts on bringing your kid to work. But Bill is bringing along all the children to UNC to be D coordinator. Do you think it's a good move for Steve? Like, I think we all knew it was coming. Do you think it's a good move for him to follow his dad, or should he have continued to try to carve out, let's call it quote-unquote his own path? He's still working for Jed Fish, one of Bill's guys. You think that was the better avenue for him, or should he follow Dada?
I think he should have stayed on his own until the time came up. Like, look, he can obviously learn a lot from his pops, but cutting his own teeth somewhere else, and then eventually, like, when Bill's done, like, Steve, the job is yours if you want it, great. But I guess they must love working together. So, you know, good for them. Who am I to tell somebody, no, you can't work with your kid? Like, if they love working together, they love working together. It's fine. I still would have stayed out on my own. Hell of a year for the Belichicks, by the way. Packing up from Nantucket / Foxborough, schlepping all the way out to the Pacific Northwest, and now zipping back down to the Triangle area, all in a calendar year. I'm seeking no sympathy for them whatsoever, but just saying that it's a hell of a year.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk some basketball.
Have a holly jolly
grab bag. Ah, Burr Lives, an absolute national treasure. How about the Boston Celtics, who played one of the most uneven efforts of the season, losing the other night to the Chicago Bulls in a game where Coach Joe Mazzulla was so angry about the team shooting about 8% from three-point range, he lost it against the referees. The officiating was pretty terrible. But then again, when you only make 13% of your three-point shots, that's what's going to happen. They come back two nights later and absolutely decimate the Bulls with one of Tatum's, I dare say, Jones,
oh, great game.
Five most impressive performances, 43 points, triple-double. Why don't we see that more often from him?
I don't know. I guess he had a big contingent from St. Louis at the game, a short drive to Chicago, so maybe that was part of it. He needs more of the St. Lunatics there. What I took away from that game, beyond Tatum's individually brilliant play, which was great, 43 points, triple-double, mm-hmm. They beat up Chicago in the paint. Like, I mean, that's how they won this game. They didn't shoot even their average, season average on threes, 45 attempted in the game. They dialed it back. And they had a better approach against Chicago. If they did that in the first game and didn't fall in love with the three, they would have won both of them.
Correct. I don't understand why they don't play that more often, because while they are a gifted distance shooting team and Pritchard's having a phenomenal season, they can play bully ball too. They've got the size and flexibility to play almost any way that they want. And I personally, ratings are down. People are complaining about the NBA. I prefer watching that style of basketball over the make it rain threes ahoy style. A couple more stories real quick.
Check the halls with Brad Bag.
How about the weekend box office, Jones? I don't know if you made it to the movies this weekend, but if something with a computer animated hedgehog's in it, I got to take my kids to it. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 made its debut, $62 million at the box office.
Is that good? That seems okay.
It's a nice haul.
That's a nice haul?
Yes.
Good for Sonic and Knuckles and Tails. Shadow. Good for all of them. Yeah, Jim Carrey, I saw, was in this.
Keanu Reeves is the voice of Shadow. Excellent.
Nice.
Excellent, excellent, excellent movie.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Grab Bag. Thank you very much, Stanley Bruno, on the vocals. And last but not least, I checked multiple websites, so I'm going to have to trust what I gathered from the interwebs. Jones, do you know what the top holiday gift is this year?
Oh, no.
Maybe you'll want to grab some of this if you do.
Scratchies.
Yep. Scratches and butts.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, shout out to the greatest name convenience store in the history of time, Columbian Square in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Butts and Bets 2.
Nice.
Not just Butts and Bets. Butts and Bets Part 2. That's not the greatest name. The most Massachusetts store of all time.
First Butts and Bets 2 and now Party City. Shame.
Answering all the questions Butts and Bets 1 left on the table. Top holiday gift this year, rechargeable hand warmers.
Nice.
What do you think about that?
I bet I'd be real nervous about ordering those and them catching on fire. That feels like a real hazard. Fitzy, we do have one more, don't we, Nick?
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
Oh, that's right. You know how to play along. It is the Jones and Keefe random baseball player of the day. I'll run point on this one. It was a nice outfielder who played for a myriad of teams in his big league career. The Atlanta Braves, the Cleveland Indians, the Montreal Expos, Toronto, Texas, Minnesota, Boston, the Dodgers, the Yankees. He was a journeyman. I think you'd know him mostly from his time with the Atlanta Braves.
Can I guess?
You may.
Marquise Grissom.
No, good guess, though.
Damn.
He did spend, as I said, 1 year with the Boston Red Sox in 1994. This man was never an all-star, but he would swipe you some bags. He had a career-high 72 steals with the Atlanta Braves in 1991.
72 bags.
He appeared in two World Series with the Braves.
Otis Nixon.
Otis, my man, Nixon.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Way nice. To go, Billy.
Nice job by Billy Lanny. I don't know if we got the fadeaway there. Have you seen the trademark fadeaway move from Billy Lanny? Every time he knocks one down.
The Billy Lanny fadeaway. Nice. By the way, shout out to Billy Lanny, because in our text exchange yesterday, as we were all swapping scores for the game, nobody had Bills Patriots closer than three touchdowns. Billy said, I almost trusted my gut and went full honk and picked the Patriots. You should have trusted the gut, Billy.
Should have trusted the gut.
Sometimes it's tough not to, you know, be a radio guy and like know this is like I have to have a sense of realism when it comes to talking about the team that it's my true. Inner honk wants to come out and like never bet against them. Like I couldn't do it. Like last year I couldn't be the guy who's like, oh yeah, let's lose this game so we get a better pick. Like I don't look forward to Sunday for me to root against the team.
You know what? You never root against Billy when it comes to the random baseball player of the day. He's all over it. Otis Nixon, never an all-star. I was surprised he never made an all-star team.
Wow.